In the Park City School District, it costs about $10,100 to educate each of the 4,600 students each school year. The state gives the district about $3,000 per student, so the district relies on property taxes and the community for the balance of $7,100 per student. Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber says the annual budget for the general fund is $46 million, but all funds together, including the rainy day fund and the insurance fund, totals about $66 million. The district pays about 83% of its overall operating budget for staff salary and benefits. As the district now goes through the budget process, Hauber says to take a conservative approach, he underestimates revenue and overestimates expenditures, so the budget can accommodate a worst-case scenario.
So we'll always build the budget on that high end, assuming that we'll have the most expensive or highly expensive teachers in the system. The other side is that we will underestimate revenues. We don't want to build into the budget revenues that we'll never see.
He says they do consider some assumptions like that growth will increase, which increases revenue.
Now, when I talk about growth, it's new property growth, so new construction, new remodeling items on houses or properties that weren't there before that are now taxable. The overall growth in assessed valuation is a different question. With the certified tax rate, if you have assessed valuations go up, the tax rate goes down. Assessed valuations don't really bring more revenue into the district.
Also, health insurance costs may not come in as high as projected. For example, Hauber says the school board approved a 14.6% increase in insurance costs, but that's just a projection.
Every year we go and work with our actuaries to look at our claims history and see what patterns of usage is taking place within our health plans. They're looking at how much expense can we expect by the end of the next school year, and then that determines what our rate has to be starting today so that we have enough money in the fund balance to pay for those health insurance claims. And it is based on utilization and an underlying inflationary cost of a little over 9.5% in the healthcare industry. How we finance it, though, can happen in many different ways.
The different ways he speaks of include taking it from the fund balance when one exists. This year, the district has a $3.2 million excess reserve.
So that $3.2 million was an anticipated amount. We knew that when we had levied the $4 million tax increase last year, that there would be expenditures of the future that would use that fund balance. So we're on track for using that fund balance right now.
Since the district is self-insured, it would also fund any additional insurance cost with a fund it keeps specifically for that purpose. There's also a capital fund, which has its own levy. The capital fund pays for things like new buildings and maintenance of existing buildings. Right now, says Hauber, there's about $18 million in that capital fund.
The capital fund generates between $4.5 and $5 million annually. We have other remodeling and maintenance issues that need to take place through the course of the year. So the board on a regular basis funds those projects out of that capital fund.
Hauber says the capital fund wouldn't pay for a needed renovation of Treasure Mountain Junior High School. He says they'd have to bond for that. He's not recommending that at this time. Another fund that maintains a balance is the Rainy Day Fund. This fund was bolstered by the recent tax increase of $4 million annually. When expenditures outweigh revenues, as they're projected to do next year by $3.1 million, that Rainy Day Fund can be drawn on to cover those costs.
When that $4 million tax increase went into effect in 2013, it was designed to cover costs over a five-year horizon. So we knew in the first year that that balance would go up very high. And I think at the time that number was in the $5 million range last year. And so the balance goes up and then you draw it down over time.
That's District Business Administrator Todd Hauber. The budget meeting takes place at 9 a.m. Tuesday at the school district offices on Kearns Boulevard. The budget will be voted on June 17th and finalized by June 22nd. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.